The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
Now, 51551 for your text. You can send us emails to ray@rte.ie. Last night's Operation Transformation saw one leader take a step back from the programme, but it was good news for Jean Tierney from Limerick, and she has joined us in our Limerick studio. Afternoon, Jean.
Good afternoon, Ray, and everybody. How are you?
Good, and congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Like, what a couple of months you've had, huh?
I definitely didn't think I'd be talking to you today about this, but sure, look, isn't it the best news in the world?
We had you on the telly after the first week of Operation Transformation, and I was saying to you that your story had captured the imagination of the country.
Yeah.
Now, for people who didn't hear it, you might just, you know, bring us back to 2015.
Yeah, so the last couple of years probably haven't been the easiest. In 2015, Paddy and I both found out we were pregnant, but unfortunately it was an ectopic pregnancy. And then in 2017, we found out we were pregnant again. And at 34 weeks, we gave birth to a beautiful little girl called Sloane, who unfortunately passed away 4 days later, but had an incredible little life for her 4 days on this earth. And then at the end of last year, unfortunately, we miscarried again in September. So,
God, it's just even hearing it back again, it's heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's not the easiest, but look, I think we take the good things from it. As I said, we had a beautiful little girl who showed us what it is to live, and I think that's what we take from every day.
Yeah, and tough for yourself and Paddy.
Yes.
Yeah, and Paddy has been a rock for you, I would imagine, through it all.
Yeah, like, these things will definitely test you, but like, I'm absolutely blessed with everything I have, and Paddy is amazing, and like, I think we have grown so much stronger as a couple because of it. But yeah, the two of us, we're in it now for the long run, I think.
Yeah. So this time last year, you were mourning Sloane.
Yeah, so I think like it was my mum that summed it up last week, because obviously when we found out we were pregnant and we're in the middle of the show where obviously you can't keep it a secret. Mm. Obviously, you know, there is that fear and anxiety because of our history. But I think like when I told my parents, Mam said, you know what, Jean, last year we were sitting here mourning. This year, isn't this like just the best news ever? So we should be celebrating it. And I think, you know what, that sums it all up.
How did it feel when you discovered you were pregnant?
Well, it wasn't planned, obviously. But you know what? I think, look, I think you have to take these things as they come. And I've definitely would say that, like, the last couple of weeks, what I have done for myself, like, and the show has done for me, has put me in a much better headspace and health space. And I think, like Paddy said on last week's show, he felt that I was back to being me. And I guess, like, I probably didn't even realise how far I had gone from myself. Mm-hmm. So I think when we found out we were pregnant, like, obviously it's like, oh my God, and plus you're on TV and you're so close to the end, and I wanted to run that 5k in less than 30 minutes, but you know what, like, I can only describe it as winning the lotto, because it's something that we want. Mm. And it just seems like it's a little bit hard. It's a bit out of reach for us at the moment, but I'm just speechless.
Yeah, there's a tradition, and I suppose it's to do with the first scan, that people don't tell anybody else that they're pregnant, never mind the whole country, until 12 weeks. So you're 7 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, so I'm just about 7.5 weeks pregnant, so I actually have had 2 scans already. So I guess I've a bit of that tradition I have kept. Look, like, I think even as I said to you before, like, with the ectopic and our neonatal debt with Sloane and the miscarriage, I suppose I never realised it because I hadn't gone through it. But history has taught us not to talk about these things, and we're not educated on what to say or what to do when this happens. It's more like, okay, don't say something because we might upset them or we don't know what to say. And I would hope that like our little girl has taught us and maybe taught the rest of the world, it's okay not to be okay. And it's okay to say, well, how are you? Like, we think about Sloan because that's what we love. So I think like, even with this, you know what? If a person wants to tell someone when they're 4 weeks pregnant, if a person doesn't want to tell someone until they're just about to give birth, I think that needs to be everybody's own decision. I don't think we should be able to dictate that anymore, because you know what? This is one of the best bloody things in life. Like, we have a little human grown inside us at the moment. So like, why shouldn't I shout it from the rafters? Like, this is my joy and Paddy's joy and my family's joy. And I hope with everything in my heart that we get to the end.
Yes,
but if we don't, like, I now have a whole nation behind me to like be okay to say, geez, that's not great, but we're here for you. So
yeah, you've just said it there. You have the whole nation with you.
Yeah, I have to say, Ray, like I was nervous, like, and Paddy was, and I'm sure my family was, because you know, you've said it yourself, like, we have been conditioned not to tell people till after the first scan, not to tell people till after 12 weeks. So by doing this, we're breaking a tradition. And I think, like, even one of your last speakers was talking about it, it's the society norms that we're challenging a lot of that and a lot of perception. As I said, like, I'm not here to be a martyr or Paddy or what we're doing, but like, I would hope that, you know, if there's another family sitting at home and you've just found out you're pregnant, bloody well tell people. It is absolutely fantastic.
Are you superstitious about anything?
Am I superstitious? Oh yeah, well, like, I would believe in probably signs and stuff, but I think like I'm getting a really good vibe, so I'm really hoping that everything.
I'm sure people have asked you these questions, like, does it feel different than before? And
no, like, I suppose, like, I'm full of nauseousness and headaches and tiredness, which I obviously didn't pick up on those clues on the last few TV shows. But no, like there is a certain amount of nerves, and that doesn't matter even if you're gone past 12 weeks. For me and Paddy and my family, like, every little step will be a nervous one for us, because we have got to that finish line before, and unfortunately it didn't come to us.
You've reached a number of, so with the ectopic, how far in were you when?
I don't know, because I'd say it was probably about a month or two.
Okay.
I don't know how far.
Yes,
and then obviously with Sloan, we were 34 weeks, and then when I had the last miscarriage, it was about 9.5 weeks.
Yeah.
So I suppose my milestone at the moment is just to get past 10 weeks.
when you look at the statistics around miscarriages, that 1 in 5 pregnancies result in miscarriages, isn't it shocking how little it's talked about?
Yeah, it is. But like, as I said to you, Ray, like, I was 30 years of age when we had our ectopic pregnancy. I thought you got pregnant and you had a baby. Like, that's just how we are taught to think of it. And I was definitely one of those women that when I saw pregnant people, I was like, sure, you're only just pregnant, mother of God. Believe me, when you see a pregnant woman, put her feet up, look after her. But yeah, it is like, and you know what? I think even that statistic, it might be more than that, because all I know is that like the amount of women and fathers and husbands and partners that have reached out to me and Paddy and said, you know what, that's actually happened to us. And I have known some of these people for years, and I never knew this. And I think that's, you know, that just shows how we need to start talking about it, because it's nothing to be ashamed of. If anything, if someone can throw your hands around you and give you a big hug during that time, you'll be so much better.
Yeah, we need to open up about things, don't we?
We sure do.
In saying that, some people prefer to keep this sort of thing private, you know, and that's their choice.
Oh, look, Ray, like, I even go back to the time when me and Paddy had Sloan. Like, we did not know how we were going to deal with it. Like, no parent ever can, no person ever can. And you can't tell someone, like, if me and Paddy were to go through that again in the morning, we may deal with that completely different. But I think that goes back to everybody's an individual. And if you want to tell someone, tell someone. And if you don't, that is your choice. I don't think we should be telling people what they should do.
Does it bother you at all that the nation knows your medical history?
Do you know what? At this stage now, they nearly know my knicker size. So, no, look, do you know, like, there's certain things that we have that is private to us.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, I always feel if something happens, there has to be a purpose behind it. So when we had all that happen to us, and especially like when we had the miscarriage last year, like there was a few days where I pretty much hated the universe and I couldn't understand it. And all I kept saying was, there has to be a reason for this. Like why would you be dealt all of this? And like, I'm now thinking it's because, do you know what, it was for us to talk about it, and Sloane, given her name was Warrior, maybe she is helping someone else today. And like,
this is her legacy.
This is her legacy. So the nation knowing my medical history, yes, is a little bit deep.
On your medical history, you weren't advised not to try again.
No. So we were just told after Sloane to wait for 6 months. But other than that, like, all that has happened to us has just been bad luck.
Right.
I don't know what I did in a previous life. But it has nothing to do with any of us, and there should be no reason that I can't have a healthy pregnancy. Yeah. So I'm hoping that this is the time.
And you would be, I would imagine, you're classified as a high risk pregnancy now.
Yeah.
What does that entail? So you don't do Operation Transformation. That's one of the things that would be advised, I would imagine.
Yeah. So I suppose, like, yes, I'm classified as a high-risk pregnancy, so I'm getting absolutely amazing care from the Limerick Maternity Hospital, and I am under the best care from Dr. Narrow. She is an absolute, like, there's some people that are put in this earth and I just call them earth angels, and right. She is one of them. So, like, she is at the end of a text message, the end of a phone call. I'm getting scanned, like, every week. If I wanted to be in there every day...
For a scan, she'd scan me.
I just need to rest a little bit more. So, in regards to Operation Transformation, I just couldn't keep up the level of activity. Obviously, it's very important to still get out and do your walk, so I'm trying to do that kind of every second day. And then, like, food-wise as well, obviously remain eating healthy, but just because I'm suffering from nausea, I just eat a little bit more.
Yes.
And snack a bit. But like, the guys, the experts, the catcher and the team, like, they've just been absolutely amazing in their support.
Because last night, when you were talking to the group, or talking to Catherine, you were sort of surprised because you'd watched Operation on the television. And you thought, oh yeah, they say that, but probably that isn't the case.
Yeah, like, come here, look, we're all the same, right? You sit at home and no matter what you watch, you kind of go, Asher, that can't be true, or that can't be real, or that can't change that person's life that much. It's only a TV show. But like, I think the public only see snippets of what happens. So like, I've had Carl, Eddie, Aoife, Sumi, Catherine, all the producers on the phone to me, like, when there is no camera, checking in on me. I have the other four leaders, like, come here, they're like brothers and sisters now, like, yeah. They definitely know my knicker size. But you know, it does, like as I said, ye only see, and the public only see a section of it. But like, it do, if you give it your all, and I think this year all of us have been very open and honest, and I think the nation has just been, I just can't get over people and their amazing goodwill. I think, you know, this has shown me that there is people out there, like, when you ever have doubt or like a lack of faith or something, when you see all these people just coming out with like support, it just blows you away. Yeah. And it has certainly helped me, and I can't thank people enough.
And there's a real sense of a family with the leaders, yourself and Paul and Cahill and Pam and Siobhan. And you came up, when was it, last weekend, to tell them that you were pregnant?
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful moment. We'll just play it in. This is when Jean told the other four leaders that she was expecting.
This last week has been a slight bit different, and I've probably been a little bit quieter because I haven't actually had anyone with the camera with me, so I've kind of just finished up a little bit earlier than you, because I've kind of in my own way won the lotto. So I'm pregnant.
Yeah, was that a great reaction?
Yeah, I'd say there was a lot of bleeps in that one. look, as I say, like, people don't see what, like, everyone only gets a snippet on a Wednesday night of what we go through in a week. And for all of us, like, we sat around that table that night, Ray, and we all kind of spoke about the last few weeks, and not one of us mentioned our weight. Every single one of us mentioned the different headspace we're now in. And I was just blown away by that. But, like, we have come on this together. Like, there's days where we might not have the best of days, but we lean on each other. And when you're all going through it together, you do grow a friendship and a bond that's not explainable to people outside of it.
Yes. Yeah, well, there's a common experience there, and it's very intense.
Very intense. Like when you have a camera with you like 4 days a week and then you're up in Dublin and, as I say, and bearing it all to the nation.
Yeah.
It is a pretty like spectacular experience, but mental.
We got an email. I just mentioned it at the top of the show, but I'll read it to you now. I wonder, could you please pass on this little message to Jean Tierney when she joins you today? I've been following her journey on Operation Transformation, partly hiding behind my fingers because I am living her story. Our beautiful baby made the same trip to Sweden last year as her family did with their Sloan. And while our sweetheart did make it back to Ireland, she didn't make it into our home. She died in October and we're heartbroken. It was such a shock to hear Jean speak about it on the show. I'm so sorry that this is what we have in common. Can you please tell her how happy I was to hear her wonderful news last night? I'm sending so much love and strength to her and her family. So there, and I can't give you the names because they're withheld there, but I can pass them on to you if you want them.
Oh, you're definitely going to have me cry.
No, yeah, but that's, you know, you're giving people strength, and it's such an important thing, and you're so honest and so positive, and like, because you could be forgiven after what you've been through to just, you know, go in, pull the curtains, lock the door, and not talk to anybody, but yet you're out there and telling your story on national television.
I think though it shows, like, from even listening to that lady, it's so common, unfortunately, but we just don't talk about it. And like, be under no illusion, there is days when I do close those curtains and I try and hide my car. Doesn't work though, because my family will pop up and look after me. But like, I think, as I said, if Sloan, our little warrior, has allowed that lady to share her story with us, well, isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing, yeah. All good wishes to Jean. She'll be in my prayers as that person. And the first Operation Transformation baby. Best of luck, Jean. Fingers crossed. I was in tears watching Jean on last night's Operation Transformation. So, so happy for her. And it's great news for Jean. I'm delighted for her. She's amazing and a great lady. And what an incredible young woman. Inspirational. Wishing her and her hubby every good luck. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's not your hubby.
No, he's not yet.
No, because I was watching back the first episode of Operation Transformation.
And they called him my husband.
Yes, they
I know.
Did. Yes.
they're just like yourself now, Ray. They're trying to get him to shove it on. I know. Look, we, as I said, we've been through so much now. I think, you know, there's a lot of couples out there that may be married, but I think Paddy is the best in the world. And whether you're married or not, like, all you need is someone that loves you and cares for you and supports you. And that's what I have.
And have you been together since you were 15?
Oh, so, yeah, but you're like, he'll kill me for this now as well. So, yeah, I think we probably kissed back when we were 15 or 16. But I wanted to go off and travel and have a good time. But we got back together at 30. And as they say, the rest is history.
At 30?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So you went off and came back.
There was a few times in between that we may have kissed.
Right,
you know?
Right. May have. Christmas and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We won't get into specifics.
No. Yeah, Paddy will tell you the specifics because he remembers everything.
Does he? Yeah, right. And that wedding dress is still up in the wardrobe, is it?
That wedding dress will be wore. Hopefully now it will be wore and we will have a double celebration on that day.
Oh, and that would be amazing.
Yeah, it would.
Where did you get it, or how did you spot it? Was it a bargain, or?
Oh, but you go away with your bargains.
No,
do you know what? Look, I think, like, I am a little bit quirky, so I had spotted this dress that is not your usual wedding dress, let's just say. Right. And I sent it to my mum and I was like, this is my wedding dress. So we took a trip up to Newry because we couldn't stay in the counties down here. We had to go across the border. I hope Brexit doesn't come in. I shouldn't even say that because I might be in a bit of trouble getting it. But look, it was amazing. It's exactly who I am. It embodies my personality, I think. Yeah. And saw it, knew it was mine, and that was it. It just had to be there.
Yeah. Well, listen, again, on behalf of all the women you've helped around the country and men, thanks so much. It's a pity that you won't finish out the Operation Transformation journey, as they call it, but you will be there on the final night to walk up the catwalk.
Yeah.
And you get a new outfit.
I'll get a new outfit. Look, I think, as I said, you know, weight-wise, I've lost about a stone. I think the last measurements Carol did, I had about 40 inches lost all over my body. But I think what I have gained more than that is self-confidence, health, my mind, and a nation of amazing people. Yeah. And I think, isn't that worth so much more?
Yeah. Well, it's a pity you're down in Limerick because I want to give you a big hug.
We'll do a virtual one.
There you go. Virtual hug. There you go. And give a hug to Paddy when you go home as well.
I will. And thank you, Ray. And seriously, I just want to thank everyone for being so understanding. As I said, you know, putting it out this early, was a risk because it's going against social norms. Yeah. But just everyone, every God, man, child, woman, let's just get there.
Yeah, positive energy going
positive
your way.
Positive energy. Yeah, yeah.
Mind yourself, mind yourself, mind yourself.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
See you, Jean.
Bye.
Talk soon. Bye now.
Bye,
bye, bye, bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.